Use wise phrases when negotiating. Transform the negotiation by the words you say. Instead of saying, "I see this differently," you might say, "You are talking about an issue that can be seen from many different angles. In this situation, I feel the most important thing is." If you are going to reinterpret, instead of saying, "I am of a completely different opinion," say, "That is a good point. Perhaps we should also take this into consideration." Avoidance. Instead of saying, "No, that will never work," say, "Yes, that is an important issue. And I feel we should concentrate on the following situation for now." Postponing a negotiation that would turn into an argument. Instead of saying, "We will not come to a solution that way," you could say, "Before we come to a conclusion, we may want to consider." When to use I and when to use we. Use the word I when you are stating your own convictions. If you are talking about performance, always use the word we. We have, we are, we think. It works well when everyone knows that the whole entity stands behind a complex project. When talking about defeats, use I. I am disappointed that, or I wonder why. It is less threatening for someone to hear your individual opinion than to be confronted with we statements. That begins to sound like an accusation. At the end of the negotiation, summarize what was discussed. Repeat all of the important points that were agreed upon. Those points that are mentioned at the end usually stick best in people's minds, and both parties walk away with the knowledge that they have reached a solution. I would like to share with you some examples of negotiation. Examples of what you say in a negotiation often sets the climate of that negotiation. What you say in the beginning will determine the outcome of the negotiation. If the other person takes a position with which you totally disagree, don't argue. Arguing intensifies the other person's desire to prove herself right. You're better off to agree with the other person initially and then move away from that frustration by using techniques that work well for women. Perhaps you could try using the feel, felt, found formula. It goes something like this. You respond with, "I understand how you feel about that. Other people have felt the same way as you feel right now." You're not arguing with them, you're agreeing with them. Now the examples that will allow us to apply this technique. You're selling a product and the other person says, "Your price is too high." If you argue with her, she has a personal stake in proving you wrong and herself right. Try saying, "I understand how you feel about that price. Other people have felt the same way as you do when they first heard the price. When they take a closer look at what we offer, however, they have found that we offer the best value in the marketplace." Another example. You're applying for a job, and the human resource director says, "I don't think you have enough experience in this field." If you respond with, "I've handled much tougher jobs than this in the past," it may come across as, "I'm right and you're wrong." This tends to force her to defend the position she's already taken. Instead, try saying, "I understand how you feel about my experience. Other people would feel the same way as you do right now. However, there are similarities between the work I've been doing and what you're looking for that I would like to share with you. May I tell you what they are?" An example for a salesperson. Your salesperson and the buyer says to you, "I hear that there are people having problems in your shipping department. Arguing with him will only make him doubt your objectivity. Instead, say, I understand how you may have heard that because I've heard it too. I think that rumor may have been started a few years ago when we relocated our warehouse, but now major companies such as ABC Company and XYZ Company trust us with their just-in-time inventories, and we rarely have a problem.